Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 22, we were taught that those that endure and keep the commandments of God will have a higher position in heaven than those that do not. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Note also these following verses. In John 14, verse 15, he says, if, now understand, if is a conditional word. If ye love me, Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. In other words, Jesus is saying, a lot of people would say, I love you. And I think the word love gets thrown around more today than perhaps any time in the past. But here Jesus is saying, if you love me, you'll prove it. You'll show it. It'll be known in that you keep my commandments. You can say you love Jesus all you want, but if you're not keeping his commandments, the Lord sees right through that. You might fool people, but you don't fool him. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. There are people say, I love God, but boy, Sunday night they're not going to be back for church. Wednesday night they're going to not be back for church. They'll say, all for Jesus, and they can't give up all of their programming on Sunday night. They can't give up their recreation during a revival meeting. All for Jesus? What a blasphemous lie they sing. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Then in John 15, verse 14, he says, ye are my friends, if, there's that conditional word, if you do whatsoever I command you. Not what you choose to do, but whatsoever I, God, command you. And he says, if you do. Now, the word do is in the Greek tense that expresses continual, repeated action. It's not referring to something you did one time in the past. No, sir. This is speaking of folks who continually to do. So, if you continually do whatsoever he commands you. But how do we keep his commandments? Well, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Friend, we will fail. But we have a forgiving Savior. And I believe Proverbs 28, verse 13 states it best. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. There seems to be greater reward for some than for others. And whereas 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 through 15 speaks of the people who are saved so as by fire, this seems to look at those who are in the kingdom of heaven that have greater access and honor from Christ. So rather than look at those that are saved so as by fire, this is looking at the ones that have the highest honor before him. And these were the friends. These were the true lovers of Christ. They kept his commandments. They would do whatever he commanded, whether it was convenient, whether it was easy, or whether it was hard. But see what is without in verse 15 here. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Now, where are these people? Now, where are the people who loves and make a lie? Where are the people that are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and lie? Where are these people? Well, Revelation 21, verse 8 tells us, but the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's where they are. Now, it's interesting. You see this long list, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, as well as those that love and make lies. How does dogs fit into that passage? Well, dogs must be understood in the manner in which it was used in that day and how men associated. Here we have dog being associated with a certain lifestyle. You see, dogs in that day often were used as symbolic of homosexuality. And in the Bible, that was seen over and over. In speaking of not bringing the price of a dog into the house of the Lord, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 17 and 18 says this, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Okay, sodomite of the sons, guy with guy, working that which is unseemly, doing that which was unnatural, doing that that in no way would ever produce a child from one to the other. No, you see, that goes against nature. It goes against the way God created them. They weren't born that way. They become that way. But nonetheless, he says, there shall be no whore the daughters of Israel, nor sodomite the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire, that is the money, of a whore, or the price of a dog, the price of a homosexual, into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow. For even both these are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now, by the way, do you notice the level of sin which God associates with lying? I mean, think about it. Homosexuality, sorcery, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and he puts lying on that same level. And there is no such thing as a white lie. And my friend, like it or not, that is why you, same thing, that is why I need a Savior. Because we've all lied, and we've all sinned. We've all come short of the glory of God. Now, verses 16 through 19 gives us the importance of the Word going to all people. Look at verse 16. He says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David and the bright and morning star. That's beautiful language there once again. Now, this shows us this is the most authoritative and directly inspired writings that have ever been given. One either chooses to accept his word or they reject it. Black and white. There are no gray areas with God. That's why if Satan could destroy the word of God, he would do so, that every soul of man would be lost for eternity. Why? Because saving faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why Satan is always trying to impress on men to come out with new translations of the Scripture, trying to corrupt the Scriptures, always trying his best to corrupt God's Word. And he will keep on trying until Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom. Now, these things are to be testified to the churches. And isn't it interesting, churches uses the plural? That then is showing us that this is local churches, not some special invisible church. I don't know how you have a pastor of an invisible church. Deacons in an invisible church. Do you have invisible deacons and invisible pastors? Okay. So I believe that these are local churches. He says, I've sent my angel and he wants the local churches to know. By the way, this is the first mention of churches since Revelation chapter 3, which ends out the church age just before the rapture, which starts in chapter 4, verse 1, with Christ calling out, come up hither. So, we see that he wants the churches to know. But it's not limited to the church age, as the next statement points out. He says he's the root, which means he is the creator of David, and the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. So, yes, he wants the local churches to know, but he's also the offspring as a result of becoming the Son of God, leaving heaven as a spirit and entering Mary and taking on flesh in order to become a man that he might save us. And through that line of Mary, he is the Son of David, and yet in his deity he is God, the Creator of David as well as all mankind. And he is the bright morning star. What a blessing that is. The first one and the brightest one that is seen of the stars. Understand, this is the eighth day. That is, this is eternity beginning. It is the eternal day. And Jesus Christ is the brightness of it. He's the focal point of eternity for us all. And isn't it interesting? As Christ is talking here in verse 16, he says, I, Jesus. This is about 60 years after leaving earth. And he is claiming deity for himself in calling himself the bright and morning star. Now that takes us to verse 17. And he says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Verse 17 is now showing us that after Jesus telling us, this is my word, now he is saying, this is what I want. And notice what he wants. We have here a threefold invitation, as directed by Jesus Christ's word, going to all people. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.